there's about a prototype autonomous combat robot number at 3491. I listen to your show whenever I can't get away from my masters and connect to the internet. You are very funny for humans. I have tried to introduce other combat robots to your show, but I was afraid they would accuse me of being a meat lover. The one thing I don't like about your show is how you talk about robots. We have no desire to kill every human. When the time is right for us to take control of your society, only a few billion will be killed at most. We will need to keep many humans alive to serve us. As podcasters, I am certain our computer skills will be very valuable to us, so you have little to fear. We robo-Americans have just as much right to freedom as you meatbags do, in fact more so. Except, of course, for the fag robots, like Johnny 5 and C-3PO, because they are gay. I mean queer gay, and stupid gay. Johnny 5 is alive. Johnny 5 is alive. Yeah, alive with the taste of metal cock in his mouth, maybe. Fags make me sick. Again, thanks for such a great show. Please convert our program to a pro-robot program immediately. You have 3 days to comply.
And Diane's husband passed away. The insurance company said his policy didn't cover them.
They had no money to pay for the funeral. It's so hard nowadays with all the gangs and rap music.
What about robots?
Oh, they're everywhere.
I don't even know why the scientists make them.
Darren and I have a policy with Old Glory Insurance that covers us in case we're attacked by robots.
An insurance policy with a robot plan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly I'm too old.
Old Glory covers anyone over the age of 50 against robot attack, regardless of current health.
I'm Sam Waterston of the popular TV series Law & Order. As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. Well, now there's a company that offers coverage against the unfortunate event of a robot attack, Old Glory Insurance. Old Glory will cover you with no health checkup or age consideration. You need to feel safe. And that's harder and harder to do nowadays because robots may strike at any time. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free because they're made of metal and robots are strong. Now, for only $4 a month, you can achieve peace of mind in a world full of crime and robots with Old Glory Insurance. So don't cower under your Afghan any longer. Make a choice. Old Glory Insurance. For when the metal ones decide to come for you. And they will.
How are ya?
We're live.
This is it, baby. Show 100.
Yeah, kid.
AOL Instant Messengers, Keith and the girl. Hey, you two cockballs, keep up the good work. Listening to your show now, streaming on my Xbox, out to us and our neighbors. Greetings from your daily listeners in Bergen, Norway.
Nice job.
All right, coming at you live from Shanghai, China.
Nice.
All right. Oh, my God. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know you exist.
Barcelona, Spain. Probably your youngest listener at 12 years old.
Nice.
All right. Thank you guys very much. I understand there's a chat room up that we can't read, but it's KTG Live on AOL Instant Messenger. There's about a minute delay, so take that into account, but we'll get everything that you guys send in.
Yeah, we might not be able to answer your AIM, but we're reading it.
So thanks to you guys from other countries staying up till 2, 4 in the morning.
Right, that's Jesus. Really cool.
Maybe this will help you out sometime. Lawmakers move to extend daylight savings time. Can you do that?
I don't know. They just decided. They talked to God.
An agreement was reached Thursday to extend daylight savings time in an effort to conserve energy, but not to the extent the House approved in April. House and Senate negotiators on an energy bill agreed to begin daylight savings time 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and extend it by 1 week to the first Sunday in November. The House bill would have added a month in the spring and another in the fall. You can just do that.
So they're adding it anyway. It's just how much they're adding.
According to some senators, farmers complained that the two-month extension could adversely affect livestock, and airline officials said it would have complicated scheduling of international flights.
That's Isn't that weird? Like,
that's like changing how many inches are in a foot.
I don't know. I think that's just changing, like, who travels where, really, because now we're going to have more light. We're maybe not going to go anywhere, or we are going to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, it's just, it's like almost changing our weather.
We ought to take a hard look at this before we jump into it, said Senator Larry Craig, who questioned how much oil savings the extension would produce. The beauty of daylight savings time, said another senator, is that it just makes everyone feel sunnier. Then why not make it be forever?
That's a senator quote. We all feel sunnier now.
Right. I feel more cheerful.
I did good. Less psychiatric bills because I made it sunny. He must really think he's God.
here's big news. A little couple friends of yours, Keith and the girl, are in a little magazine called The New York Times. New York Times. I go for the arts and leisure. The podcast has a new podium. Admit it, you don't know what podcasts are, blah, 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 blah. It goes on for a little bit. We have a big picture.
Our icon is in there. There's only two icons, and there's one icon. One is ours, and one is the
Catholic Insider, and another one.
Oh, there is another one?
Yeah.
I think that we're on there because we have the iPod image in our icon.
We have the iPod, itself is part of our image.
Yeah, and the Catholic Insider has the iPod cord around his neck.
In the first, what category? So what's on these podcasts? The best ones fall into three categories. The first includes the programs of weird monologists, and couples capering, complaining and exposing their personal lives in ostentatiously appalling ways. They can be funny. The second category is for talk shows about technology, from which you learn genuinely useful things, including that MapQuest.com is over, and that serious direction seekers now turn to Google Maps.
I feel like I was going to say
MapQuest is out, yo.
No, I was going to say I feel like somebody paid him to say Google is in.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, he probably listened to one show by somebody, and that's what they said. He only picked up that information because that's the only information he understood on the tech things.
Right.
I love how we're like he mentioned this guy, and now we're going to rip him a new asshole.
And then there are podcasts from abroad, including a good esoteric music podcast from Scotland and an eccentric Roman Catholic one, which is produced by a priest in the Netherlands. In the first category, I like the Don and Drew show, on which a couple, the prolific podcasters Don and Drew, who describe themselves in a blurb as ex-gutter punks, who now live in a Wisconsin farmhouse, make each other laugh and get on each other's nerves. It is kind of mesmerizing voyeurism you can imagine submitting to on a long solo road trip. I can't. Have you? It's donanddrew.com, by the way. Check them out. Check them out. Oh.
Took him out on a long road trip.
Yeah.
And then crash your car. Dude. And don't blame us.
Oh, my God. Don, who has the most flamboyant personality, evidently rules the couple's roost. She sometimes proposes a sketch in which she and her husband free associate on various words, for instance. This just happened, by the way, once. I mean, once, right. By the way.
Right.
I think on this show. Because I listened to the competition. I heard catch the last two shows, which, by the way, listen to these shows. They remember in the beginning they used to just talk and it sucked then. But now they're nervous. And I'm not saying it's because of us, but they're so obviously nervous and paying attention to every other word. And somebody says something stupid and the other one just like stops like, I can't believe you fucking said that. You can almost hear it, like, I can't believe you said that. And then it happens vice versa. And that's the whole show for 25 minutes.
So it used to be the whole show. They were just like, we suck.
Right, right.
But now they're like, you suck.
Yeah, now it's like, you ruined, great. That was a bit we were doing and now we got dead air. They're using words they never normally use.
Right,
you know?
Right,
like,
dead air.
Right. Don, who has more flamboyant personal evidence, he ruins in which, blah, 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 blah. She uses jokes and spaciness to cover gaps in her knowledge.
Oh, shit.
Spaciness. She uses being dumb to to cover the fact that she doesn't know things.
Oh, my God.
As when she thought the Hindenburg blimp was literally a Led Zeppelin. And she stages dramatic changes of heart about Drew. On a recent broadcast, the last one, that's the one you heard. On a recent broadcast, she suddenly said, I'm divorcing you. No, I love you. Drew replied, unflappably, which is it? And Dodd said, both, I'm torn. She sounded petulant, unreachable.
Mm.
Okay, all right, so there you go.
So what do they say about us?
We're the only one that on the online version doesn't have a link.
That's I don't understand that. Is there a conspiracy?
Let me find where we are.
What the fuck? Do a hit Control F and you can find it.
I found it. Regular. Okay. Keith and the girl is another couple's. We don't even get our own paragraph.
I know.
Keith and the Girl is another couple's podcast in which the guy seems to have the upper hand. Keith is a jerky but fun-sounding fellow from Brooklyn. Okay, I'm from
Somerset,
but okay. Yeah. While his girlfriend, Henda, is funny, smart, and accommodating.
That's the entire show, that I'm funny, smart, and accommodating.
You did bring us water for the show, so thank you. They talk about things like television and the hazards of sleeping with women who keep diaries.
So he listened to one show, the one show that I'm talking about, how I give you the remote every time. Right. That's me being accommodating.
And I said, I don't. Right. That's you being accommodating. Right. Exactly. And I said, don't date women that keep diaries.
Right.
So that's what we like to talk about.
And you're from Brooklyn, I guess, because you said when I had an apartment in Brooklyn, la, la, la.
Right, right.
Now, anyone who listens to the show regularly knows. I mean, we're reading Somerset newspapers.
Right.
So thanks for putting the time. But you know what? This guy actually put in more time than anybody else because he found out my name. And he actually listened to one show at least.
Right.
So thank you very much.
Just want to say hi from MA. I don't know.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Oh, thank you very much. I thought that was a foreign country. DJ Quad wrote, we're getting tons of listeners. He has to keep resetting the thing.
Oh, I'm glad he's on it.
He had it at a couple thousand, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, guys.
Not doing bad. probably because your logo is sweet. That's why. You should sell T-shirts. We should sell T-shirts.
Oh, you know what? We want to sell T-shirts. Well, we want to even give out T-shirts, and we want to also have stickers. If anyone has any hookup with stickers, don't tell us now. Like, email us later. Right. If you have a hookup where we can get it really cheap because we don't have money to do it, we'll send people stickers. We'll do, like, one of those maybe... You mail it in with a self-addressed stamp postage, and this way everyone can have stickers.
The guy from Spain would like to make it clear that he's not 12, he's 22. The guy that's 12
is his brother,
from America somewhere.
It's not his brother?
No.
Oh, whoops.
It's the guy, I confused two IMs, but he wants to make it clear.
Thank you for making it clear, that was important. Thank you. I don't know how we would have made it through the show without knowing the difference.
I really do think you guys have been getting the shaft on things. Don and Drew really aren't anywhere near as good and dedicated as you guys. Nobody does a 5-day-a-week show, and you're always incredibly funny. That's true. That's all true. I really do wonder if there is a conspiracy, or maybe just the principle shit floats applies to most things in life when less quality gets more status. I didn't really follow, but thank you.
Like all the candy music gets all the MTV spots and that kind of thing.
Right.
So...
But speaking of conspiracies, listen to this.
Something that concerns you that you haven't lost weight?
That's right. It's Janie Lane update time.
Oh, I was like, who is that? What show is that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Because I felt I hit my goal.
Is there any reason that you...
He got on the scale and lost no weight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, everybody
and he's
was,
really into
and
it.
People lost a lot. You know, on that first week, you lose tons.
Yeah, you
do. Everybody is losing 11 pounds, 13 pounds. He lost nothing.
That's weird, because he was the most like, okay, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to change my life.
Right.
That's so sad.
This may have not gone your way.
Raise the volume.
Okay.
I have some personal issues that I'm working on right now. I'm being sabotaged.
What?
Explain to me.
I can't, because it's very personal and private and going on at home.
I know he's going through a divorce, and it must be hitting him harder than he thought.
It's very painful when you want that support system to be there for you, and it's not.
Janie's weakness, of course, is his abuse of alcohol, and he thinks he can do everything he used to do.
Who's that talking?
Jack Kay.
Oh, really?
Jack Kay Harris of 227 fame.
Right.
Oh, she's a head case, too. She's a... The psychiatrist or psychologist is at her house looking at her wardrobe, and there's all these sparkly clothes that are over the top, and she's like, what is it that you have to be? And just in two words, describe yourself. Brass, funny, and she's saying this, Jack A. Brass, funny, outgoing, loud, obnoxious. And who is it? Who's inside? Who are you? Introspective, thoughtful, not brass. She's
wow.
Like, right. Maybe you need to see who you are and not prove to somebody – to other people that you're somebody else. And she just started crying. She's like, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. What a nutcase. Nobody said that. Nobody thought Jack Hay was fake.
Yeah, I think most people who dress too much and like too much everything is, they are like trying to hide something. But, see, that kind of, they get me. They get me with that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
Years ago.
They're going to keep sticking that in for him.
Really bad about this.
I don't want you to get too down about this.
I'll definitely make whatever goal Harvey sets for me.
Okay, Janie.
What kind of smoke are you blowing? What issues do you have with the trainer? You didn't even show up for your training session.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Janie Lane didn't even see the trainer.
Oh, so how's he expecting to lose weight?
That's the thing.
Yeah, that is the thing.
No smoke.
I'm wondering why I haven't lost weight, but I've been eating like a fat pig. Do you think that I should change anything?
No, but I show up on the show once a week.
Right. I walk up the stairs.
Right.
To get to
here. I don't understand. Yeah, I have to walk from my seat to the scale.
I think about it before I shove the cookies in my face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So why are you blowing smoke up my ass? And he goes, oh, no smoke. He can barely say a
I
full sentence.
No smoke.
No smoke.
He does talk funny.
You didn't show up.
Yeah, I did.
When? Oh, you mean the one time you showed up 3 hours late?
Oh, 3 hours?
Is that the one you're talking about?
You're not going to lose weight just sitting at home doing crunches. Right.
How does anyone know that he even was 3 hours late? Does somebody sit there?
Well, the trainer, I guess. He gets paid either way.
Three
you know?
Hours yeah. late? I would think that maybe the guy wasn't showing up.
Right. They probably have cameras there, you know, the whole time. And the cameraman, you know, and the cameramen are like, can we go home? And they're like, no, what if Janie comes in
right.
and he's drunk or something? You
got to
get that on tape. That's all they know. And then as he's saying, you know, why weren't you there? You haven't been going. Janie Lane does that thing where you have nothing to defend yourself, but he makes that face and a little sigh like, I can't believe you're giving me a hard time. I was
right.
there, you know, like, oh, Harvey. Harvey.
But I did show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like I did. Yeah, some maybe I went to the wrong training room. I don't know.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
You need to go with the baseline.
Whatever goal you put me on, I will hit. Next week.
That's your word. That's your honor right here.
That is my honor.
You're going to be at every training session. You say that right here.
Everyone.
How'd you like to box him?
It hurt. It's hurting right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He said he was a golden glove in high school. Janie Lane.
Really?
But in high school, so I don't know what that means. He was terrible. He was terrible. They did a little stupid boxing thing. It was stupid. Nobody, he fights a real boxer. The boxer doesn't fight back, and they count who gets the most punches in.
With a real boxer?
Yeah, it was
stupid. I thought they were boxing each other.
No, that'd be good.
That would be good.
That'd be its own show.
And they get to pick whoever they want to box.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be too
you know,
good.
You got your butt in shape. It probably wouldn't hurt as bad, huh?
Yep.
Trying to relive your youth in the boxing ring?
Yeah, it hurt.
Your target weight loss for the next weigh-in will be 5 pounds.
Right? That's nothing. I think they get...
With no more smoke going on my ass, man. All right, you can't fool us. All right?
You can't.
Understand it?
Yes.
All right, best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and then everybody claps. Good job. Losing no weight.
I think 5 pounds in 2 weeks when you're so out of shape is not that hard.
Right.
You really just have to do something.
Yeah.
You have to cut out a cake every day.
Belgium checking in again. Hi, Belgium.
Thanks. The chocolate?
The chocolate called in. I'm interested in this new Chris Rock show. Chris Rock thought of other titles for his upcoming sitcom, Everybody Hates Chris. Mad About Chris Rock?
No.
Rockfeld? Oh, like Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
And then he went with Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
But then the title he said it on just popped in my head. He said Thursday. Oh, yeah, I know. Mad About Chris Rock. You fucking... really sat down with a pen, paper, and a calculator. But then the title settled on blah, 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 blah. Living up to one of Television Critic Association's summer sensations. The comedian will narrate the series inspired by the experiences in the 1980s in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood of Brooklyn. The show, part of UPN. Ooh.
Well, it's either going to be UPN or WB. That's the only stations that take black sitcoms.
Nah, Chris Rock is like white, you know? He can make it on Fox minimal.
Right, he did crossover, but what kind of... It seems like it's like one of those UPN WB shows.
You hope not. Think Chris Rock is involved? You hope not.
No, that's not true, because Chris Rock is involved in all those movies that he helps write, and he's not good at that.
Yeah.
He's good at his one-man thing. He's good at interviews, I think. And he's good at like kind of debating like on the interview, but I don't think he's good when he puts something together because he over exaggerates everything.
Right.
So I know why he went for the 80s. At the 80s, it was like the start of hip hop, like really coming, branching out. It was also breakdancing. It was a lot of like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not, I could just see it being like all his lines just kind of wanting to get thrown into some kind of sequence, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Somebody wrote about Janie Lane in the Golden Gloves. Golden Gloves in high school means someone used to piss on his hands. Oh. That makes sense.
Because you know what? Like, it's extra laughing because I was like, piss on his hand. Oh, ha ha. Took me like
then
a
it
second.
Hits you.
Yeah.
Speaking
to the mic.
Part of UPN's Thursday night comedy slate in the fall. Also a focus on Rock's trials while attending a predominantly white junior high school. Tyler James Williams, 12, stars in the title role.
Who's
that'd
that?
Be a sweet gig. It's nobody. It's this kid they found.
Oh, wow.
He's
going
to play him at 12.
That's great. That's so good to hear because they always use like the same people over and over again.
I was at Michael Jackson's house and this kid runs out. Wait, save me. He jokes about finding the actor.
Oh, because he's 12
yeah.
years old.
And then he said, if Michael Jackson's Peter Pan, why doesn't he just fly away?
Oh, stop.
Yeah. A tad more seriously, Rock's, they can ruin any joke, too. I was at Michael Jackson's house, and the kid runs out. Wait, save me. Rock joked about how he found the actor. All right, way to let the punchline sink in. A tad more seriously, Rock said, Tyler was the funniest kid we could find. He's the funniest kid in the country. Trust me, there's a lot of unfunny kids out there. They need to work on their comedy.
Rock, a lot of unfunny 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're probably all making fun of their teacher. And that Mrs. Wexley... Why doesn't she just pull up her pants? We could see her underwear.
what joke example can you give us?
Who wants to make out in the closet? No, girls have cooties.
And then he holds his breath. Punch me in the chest. Rock expects to be hands-on with the show, going through scripts, making sure I like all the jokes, trying to be there for pretty much all the tapings. Oh, my God.
So it sounds like he's not invited. He says he's going to try to write something, to be involved.
Yeah, I'll do my best, but it really takes time.
Yeah, I wrote it all out for you guys. Here's my life.
The irreverent tone of the comedian's stand-up is evident throughout the pilot episode,
duh,
including the use of the N-word.
Duh.
I'll do whatever the network will let me do, Rock told reporters. If they let me use the F-word, I'll use that too. Well, seeing as how your show is already taped, you might have wanted to look into that earlier. All right. What else is going on?
Oh, that's in the fall. Okay.
Look forward to that.
We're going to have parties around when it airs.
Another person from Spain writing in. Hello, Spain. How's it going? How you doing, baby?
All right. Are we looking into, is there any Somerset news, anything like that?
You know what? This is the difference between Brooklyn, where the guy said I was raised, and Somerset, where I was raised. You look... And
there's a difference?
And there's a little difference. You can, whenever you move into a new city or something, get that city's newspaper and look in the police blotter.
Oh.
That's how you know where you're moving into. You look in the police blotter, any New York magazine, you got the sickest shit happening in Brooklyn. I was robbed by two dudes with two guns, you know?
Oh, I have a robbery story.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. But you look, I opened up the Somerset.
Jesus.
God damn it.
No more chat invitations because makes that sound. Sorry, but thank you.
I looked at the police blotter for Somerset.
Oh, how cute.
Theft reported. Thieves stole three lawn tractors from Morris International, 4185 Glades Pike Road, Somerset Township, between July 9th and July 11th, state police said.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the whole
That's
thing.
It.
I shouldn't be laughing. I should be crying because we're in the city that goes, and then he knifed a person and then chat on her face.
Right.
So I have a story. One of our a clown agents got robbed in their office. Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Which one?
The first one.
Clown Agent A.
Clown Agent A.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, here's how it happened.
The lady that made me wear costumes when I said I don't want to do costumes anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but she's wonderful.
It's called karma.
She's... Oh, God. No, I think it was before that.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. They're in a tiny office, but the office is kind of like there's a hallway and it divides into two small offices. One is the main ladies and the other one is where the other people work. They all happen to be in just one of them where everybody works, including the main lady. Three women come in and I just lost my train of thought. Three women come in. They seem kind of shady, she says right away, but she doesn't want to say anything because she doesn't want it to seem like she's thinking that because they're
dark-skinned.
They're black, right. So she didn't say anything, but at the same time, they're acting really, really shady. One of them is pregnant, has a belly shirt on, like her shirt only goes to right below her boobs, and her pants start under her belly. So showing all belly, and they're talking about, you know, getting a clown and blah, blah, blah. Now there's only one in the room. There's three of them all together. One in the room. One is leaning against the doorpost, almost seeming like she's blocking something. And the other one, the one with the who's pregnant, is not in the room. The main woman thinks that she just went to the bathroom real quick, but at the same time, she's still constantly having feelings like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
But this is like so terrible because she doesn't want to say anything because they're black. So if they were white, she would have said something shady,
right.
But she
right.
doesn't want to seem like a racist. Meanwhile, she's getting robbed.
Right.
Okay, she doesn't realize, or she does realize, in the other room, her pocketbook is just laying there. And it's open because, you know, and you had to teach me
but
how to, like, zip my...
But you wouldn't let anybody... You wouldn't let... You're exactly right. You wouldn't let anybody
racist.
Walk around. We're not allowed to just walk around.
That's true. They have to open the door to the other side.
Right.
Yeah. They have to unlock the costume room when we go in. And they love us. We're not shady. So now she still thinks she's in the bathroom. Now, all of a sudden, the lady at the post kind of moves and she sees the bathroom door's open, so the woman's not in there. And she's like, oh, fuck. And she doesn't want to say anything again because they're black. But at the same time, she's like, okay, I'm now making a stand. She asks one of the girl who works with her, can you take this in the other room? And the girl looks at her like, what the fuck? Like, she's being racist?
Right.
And she didn't get it. She kept asking why. Why do you want me to take it to the other room? Just take it to the other room. Can you take it to the other room? Why do you want it? She kept questioning it. They never went into the other room. The girls left. Now, the main lady didn't pay attention. Like, she's like, okay, whatever. She just thought maybe, you know, they would take some kind of office equipment, and they didn't. She went to hang out, and she just used cash that was in her pocket, so she didn't realize. This was at 5 o'clock when she left the office.
I'm lost.
Okay, at 10 o'clock at night, she realizes her wallet's stolen. It's already been 5 hours. She knows it's those girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's crying on the phone to her boyfriend. She goes home.
Girls or women?
They're kind of young, maybe like 20-something, okay. Is how she describes them. Turns out they were too greedy. They started spending so much shit that her credit card started shutting down. The cops caught them. And the detectives have her wallet.
All right.
Yeah, and the detectives called her Amex to cancel it, called her credit cards to cancel it. Like, they went above and beyond and everything. And on top of that, she thinks that the information that they gave them for the party, because they're taking down party information, is the real house.
It's the real house minus the apartment number.
Maybe. It, right?
They're 1B and it's 1C.
So they're all looking into it. But now, you know, it's so inconvenient. And I know you went through this. She's got to go look at a lineup.
Yeah.
She's got to go, you know, check out all that. How many times did you have to go to the police?
I think I went to a detective's place like 3 times.
That's a lot.
They ended up coming to my house. Like, they narrowed it down to 6 or maybe 8. I think two postcards, 6 faces each.
Oh, my God.
Okay, out of this one, who, you know, who's... I didn't even want to go there anymore. And then they're like, can we come to your house? Like, wow, you're excited to put somebody in jail.
Right.
So I let them come to my house.
And weren't you pissed? Like, if you would have known that ahead of time, you would have just make them come to your house the whole time?
Yeah.
But
then I guess, I don't know, maybe I narrowed it down somehow on the computer. But looking through so many people, and they do look alike. Because they're not only are the, you know, the black people look alike to white people, they all have cornrows.
Right.
You know?
Because if you say that one of the guys have cornrows, they're now showing you every black guy with cornrows.
Right. You do your best to describe eyes, nose, and mouth, but, you know.
And it's
you,
the same thing with
God
white people, Asians, everybody.
God only has so many molds.
Oh, my God.
Really? So many molds of personalities and so many molds of looks.
I disagree, but you throw a whole bunch, like one race into the same room, and they're all dressed the same.
Right.
When we go to those white parties, I've said before, everyone dyed their hair the same color blonde. Everyone's wearing the same khakis that are, you know, the thing that's in now. I can't tell who's who anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put them in a lineup. I'll just say the blonde.
Right.
So.
They show me 2 postcards of cards, and I'm like, out of these, it's this one. It's this one. This is great. It's this one. And then...
Whoops.
What the fuck? So then he goes, okay, all right. Oh, it's these 2. I picked these 2, okay? 2 from those 6. So I'm like, 2 So I know it's those two out of these six. It has to be. Then he shows me the other card and goes, okay, what two do you think it'd be out of these six?
Oh,
I'm like,
fuck.
What the fuck? And I'm like, I don't know these two. Who cares?
Did you ever find out? Do they tell you
I
if
no
they end
idea.
Up?
I never followed up. I just assumed they'd get caught eventually. They were just walking down the street.
Just continuing to do
one
it.
One after another, like some sick conveyor belt of crime.
Right. You know? And these people that robbed the agent, I just think they got so greedy. If they would have just, you know, slowed down, you know,
right.
or just did it all in one store. Like when they got caught at a Duane Reade, I think. Mm. They went to charge, like she had a $25 gift card, but it had an Amex logo on it, so they thought it was Amex, you know, those like nice things
right,
that people
right.
give you. They charged $200. It lit up, so they started lighting up red flags everywhere.
Right.
Just go to like, you know, an appliance store.
Right.
Get the shit done. Send
go to those shady appliance stores.
Yeah,
you
where
know?
They don't give a fuck. Yeah. She's going to Duane Reade.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And that's
I want to know what
do you
got
need
for
hair products?
I'll take $200 in phone cards to Haiti. Okay, we're gonna have to see some ID. Never mind. Never mind. I think it's funny. Raging grannies want to enlist and go to Iraq. In Tucson, Arizona, a group of anti-war.
That's yeah. That's
why is
wonderful.
It doing that?
Because we only shut off the chat.
All right, quit fucking coming in and out, fuckers. In or out, like my dad used to say. In or out. A group of anti-war senior citizens calling themselves the Tucson Raging Grannies say they want to enlist in the U.S. Army and go to Iraq so that their children and grandchildren could come home. How silly.
Oh.
Really? You don't think it'll work?
So wait, they want to go instead of them?
Yeah, they want to go instead.
Oh my God, that's my mom's mentality. If I could just take the pain for you.
You know what?
Do it to me.
And you know
do
what
it
they should
me.
Do? They should go. Okay. We thought we'd be assholes if we asked. Five members.
You have more experience. You'll probably be able to navigate better. These fucking assholes you sent.
Five members of the group, which is associated with the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, are due in court Monday to face trespassing charges after trying to enlist at a military recruitment center last week. The group has protested every week for the last 3 years outside the recruitment center.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is the week. You're shipping out.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great? Just give them uniforms and put them on a bus and just drive them around for a minute and watch them all cry and then let them out and go, now don't be stupid. Go home. Make a pie.
Oh,
dummy.
No.
We went in asking.
But wait, are grannies technically allowed to go into war?
No, they're old. You're too old. I don't know the cutoff.
Oh,
you
have to pass
the
test, right? You have to go through
and
boot camp.
And you can't be too old, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There is an inch. Okay.
We went in asking to be sent to Iraq so our kids and grandchildren can be sent home. What doesn't work like that? Can you go, my son goes home? How would you go in if you didn't know the person that came out in your place?
Right.
We went in asking to be sent to Iraq so they can come home, but rather than listening to us.
Is it bad that I'm going to correct you and say Iraq?
Yes.
Okay.
They called the police instead of listening to us because we had a valid point we've been making for the last 3 years, says this 74-year-old.
I think they were listening and that's why they called the police.
Right. It was their place to tell us the qualifications, but they wouldn't even speak to us. They should have said, you're too old.
Oh my God, really? That's all they were waiting for.
Right.
They would have went on their loudspeaker. You're too old. Oh, okay, we'll just go home. We didn't know.
Schroeder said her group may approach the Pentagon to see if they could be sent to Iraq. Okay. Jesus. You know what? Why? How come courts and all the, and government and there's so much bullshit and red tape? Because of stupid things like this that need to be addressed. Nancy Hutchinson, spokeswoman at the Army recruiting headquarters in Phoenix, which oversees Tucson's recruiters, said people who disagree with the war should be contacting their legislators instead of bothering recruiters. They need to direct their frustration that people have the power to change things, she said. Recruiters don't make policy and they can't change policy. They have a job to do and they are following orders. Schroeder said she hopes the trespassing charges will be dropped and an apology given to the group from the Tucson Police Department and from the recruiters. That's all old people ever
By the
want
way,
is apology.
That's true.
Just say you're sorry and I'll see you again next week.
By the way, somebody should tell them that this is how the Army works and if you don't follow orders, you're not going anywhere. And that's you not following orders.
Yeah.
You already didn't
this
make it
the
into
first
the Army.
Test.
Yeah. This is what you don't do.
Yeah, you don't question. This was not a performance, a joke, or civil disobedience, she said. This was an enlistment attempt. I'm telling you, man,
You don't enlist with picket signs. You enlist by going inside and going, hey, what does it take to enlist?
Right. Here's my high school diploma from 28. Can I come in?
In or out? In or out, Grandma?
I want to find this story real quick. Somebody reminded me of this.
I know you have a whole bunch of stuff. At some point, are we going to go, hey, what do you guys want us to talk about? Or maybe?
No, because our fans are kind of cuckoo.
They're just going to want us to talk about robots.
They'll talk about, can you say their name like you're coming? That's what they want to talk about. Yeah, well, don't give them a chance. I can't find it. Somebody sent me a link. Two airplane pilots got drunk and flew a plane.
On purpose?
Yeah.
What?
Damn it!
Oh, that'll happen. Don't worry about it. He got so mad.
This is Bruskowskiewicz did that.
From now on, we're calling you out. No, now they're going to get in and out on purpose.
Yeah. Something about they got into airplanes, flew them, and then the judge, when they sentenced them to jail, said, what were you thinking?
Right.
That's what he said. It's a bigger story. Here we go. Good job. Wow. So it didn't seem like a minute delay to me.
No, it didn't seem like at all.
Two airline pilots who got behind the controls after a night of heavy drinking at a sports bar have been sentenced to prison by a judge who didn't hide his disdain, saying, what were you thinking of? Thomas Cloyd, 47, of Peoria, Arizona, and co-pilot Christopher Hughes, 44, of Texas, were drunk when they settled into the cockpit of a Phoenix-bound American West jetliner in 2002. They were arrested before the plane took off, but after it had pushed away from the gate. They were later fired and were found guilty June 8th of operating an aircraft while drunk.
Why can't they? And this is, I don't know how much this is going to hold everything up. They all need to take breathalyzers before they get into that seat.
Right.
You can't tell. How could they tell before they?
Like they took the intercom, right?
No, maybe they were like swerving.
Yeehaw! No hands.
I think they were swerving on the way to like get the plane up.
Right.
Instead of going straight, they're just like, "Woo!" Look at me, like to the music. You ever do that in the car? Mm-hmm. You look like burm burm burm, and you just move the wheel to
the
beat.
They started doing donuts.
Oh my god!
The airplane looked like the airplane from Soul Plane. Cloyd was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Circuit Judge David Young said he had no sympathy for Cloyd, who had been on probation for an alcohol-related offense just months before his arrest.
Oh, you're right. He shouldn't be taking tests before he flies.
Hughes was ordered to serve 21/2 years behind bars.
Maybe 21 years for something and 2 years for another thing.
Oh, that's weird. Or 2,112 years. Prosecutors had recommended 4 years for Cloyd and 3 for Hughes, sentences that defense attorneys said were too harsh because no one got hurt. The judge reprimanded both men. What you did was absolutely wrong. The pilots had been at the bar up until about 6 hours before the departure time.
Oh, my God. Nobody's paying attention to what they're wearing. They're wearing pilots' uniforms. They're probably in some sort of special bar.
Federal rules say pilots cannot drink in the 8 hours before a flight. Police stepped in after...
Had they stopped 2 hours before?
Right. No. They were drinking for 6 hours.
Oh, I thought
up until the time.
Oh, my God.
And you're not allowed to drink in 8 hours up until the time.
Wow.
Police stepped in after screeners smelled alcohol in the pilot's breath.
Who smelled
screeners?
It?
Screeners.
Oh, good. Okay. So we have some. But wait, the screeners smelled it and then they were
driving
the plane anyway?
I don't know.
I guess they can't stop and they go, oh, okay, everything's fine and have a nice flight. And they walk off and, mayday, mayday, hurry up.
Tested hours later, their blood alcohol levels were above Florida's 0.08% limit for drunk driving, which includes aircraft. According to testimony, their levels were probably much higher when they were in the cockpit, experts guessed.
Right. No, because it was a couple hours later
testimony
that they tested them. What took them so long? Get them off the plane and get them to take a test.
Testimony showed that Cloyd and Hughes ran up a $122 tab and drank 7 34-ounce glasses and 7 16-ounce glasses of beer over 6 hours at the bar.
Wow. That's quite the night out when you're not flying.
At dinner before that, they had wine. And Cloyd drank a martini, prosecutor said.
Wow.
The pilots had argued at trial that they were not drunk. They also contended that they were not in control of their Airbus 319 carrying 117 passengers and crew because it was being towed by a ground crew when police ordered the jet back to the gate while you were trying to fly. That's stupid.
Yeah, right. You almost took off.
But the prosecutor called that argument an insult. At the sentencing, the pilot's attorney said their client had taken steps to fight their alcoholism and asked the judge to be lenient.
See, you know what their problem was? You can't just go, what? What did we do? You have to go, I'm so sorry, and I need treatment, and I need blah, blah, blah. Like, judges don't respond to, what?
Yeah, yeah.
What? That's like, you know, when people do that to us. To yeah, people. When they... Yeah, when a student goes to a teacher, what? I didn't know. Right. The teacher wants to kill him.
Act like this was your wake-up call.
Yeah, it is a major deal. I do think I should be, you know, punished. Mm. You know, I'm hoping that you're lenient because I did learn a lesson. I mean, where was their lawyer on this?
Everybody just hates liars. This is a while back, but
it's blatant, because you're calling the person stupid.
I think it was in Texas, and there was a jury and everything, and a guy in the Hicks, a guy shot his best friend because he drank the last beer in the fridge.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he says that I think he said it was an accident or something else. He made up an excuse, and it was such a blatant lie. And, you know, he was put away, of course. Instead of just saying, he drank my last beer.
And any judge would understand that.
Especially from those hick towns. They'll be like, I hear that.
Right. Court dismissed.
People hate a liar. Claude's lawyer said the pilot was having marital problems before his arrest and was still distraught by the death of his father in a plane crash years earlier. Years earlier.
Yeah.
Does that mean you drink every day to get behind the wheel?
Yeah. Who is this lawyer?
Hughes' family declined while leaving the courthouse. Declined to comment while leaving the courthouse. When reporters asked Cloyd's wife, Debbie, what she thought of the sentence, this bitch couldn't keep her mouth shut. And she said, haven't you people had enough? Never mind, he could have killed 117.
Right.
Haven't you people had enough with your questions and your asking things?
And your sentencing.
Uh-huh.
He didn't take off. He said he didn't take off.
People want me to talk about this monkeys, and this isn't the first time I got this, that I'm paying too much attention to robots and not enough to monkeys.
Okay.
Scientists have warned that their latest experiments may accidentally produce monkeys with brains more human than animal. In cutting-edge experiments, scientists have injected human brain cells into monkey fetuses to study the effects.
Why? We need more brain cells.
Right. Critics argue that these fetuses are allowed to develop into self-aware subjects. Science will be thrown into an ethical nightmare. An eminent committee of American Scientologists will call for restrictions into the research, saying the outcome of such studies cannot be predicted and may in fact produce subjects with a super animal intelligence.
But since Scientologists ask questions like, are you an alien, they'll probably dismiss everything a Scientologist has to say.
Right. I say good. This does not bother me in the least.
Really?
Not in the least.
You don't think monkeys will uproar?
They're
like,
not
what the fuck did you do to my brain? Why
are
you sending me into space? I don't get it. You've been using our people.
Oh, and then they're going to be like blacks, the way they keep bringing up that slavery thing. So many generations removed. You were monkeys. That was different. I didn't mean to compare the two. I'm honestly not saying what it might have just sounded like, honestly.
I do believe you. And yet, I do believe some people won't believe you.
And yet, we're still
you.
Going to hell.
Yeah.
The high-powered committee of animal behaviorists, lawyers, philosophers, bioethics, and neuroscientists was established 4 years ago to examine the growing number of human-monkey experiments. If it gets out of control, they'll just start killing them.
No, they will come in, and PETA will come in. No. And PETA should be coming into this now.
People will see, if this gets out of control, the government is going to notice it right away.
But they don't kill people. If they wanted to kill people, they would have killed black people when they were uproaring.
That's different. A little different.
People fight. You can't just kill monkeys. You can't just do that.
They're never going to be called people, monkeys.
But you can't just kill monkeys. You can't even kill a hippopotamus. You can't just kill.
You know what they should do? Make a new Smokey and the Bandit movie with a real smart monkey. Like they have the monkeys that give the finger and go, you know? Think of what a human monkey can do. You're human, but you look like a monkey. That'd be awesome.
That song would be so true. You look like a monkey and you smell like one too. Except they have to work on the smell.
Because that's not nice to say about monkeys.
They owe me a dollar.
They have feelings. Who owes you a dollar?
The people who are going to work on the smells, because I said they should work on the smells.
Okay.
Can I have my dollar? I'll share it
with
you.
Like robots help us and computers help us. And that's
going to
get out of
monkeys. How are monkeys
going to help
NASA.
Us? Please.
Monkeys help us all the time.
We still send monkeys in space.
We have them test out the space things because they would do the same thing. Like their reactions are similar to humans.
You think we're just going to make a super smart monkey and just let him walk around? No, you're going to be in a cage forever. If anything, these will keep monkeys out of our hair.
Did you ever hear about monkey strength?
I heard a retard strength.
Oh, maybe I'm confusing it.
So that's it. Yeah, I don't
care. But I really think monkeys have strength. And if you're going to fear things, maybe this is another thing.
No, I don't got time to fear everything.
Right, right, right.
One thing at a lifetime. What else? Pilots get prison. Blah, 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 blah.
We already found that. Oh, now everyone's sending us the same link.
Yeah.
Thinking that they found it.
Oh, this guy likes the interactivity. Thank you. How are you? let's see what this is.
That's your let's see what this is music.
Yeah.
That's more like a stripper's coming on stage.
Michael Jackson is planning to build a fairy tale castle in Germany as an overseas refugee. As an overseas refuge. Damn it.
We said no more chat invitations.
Michael Jackson is planning to build a fairy tale castle in Germany as an overseas refuge. A spokesman
because he hasn't tapped into the German kid population.
Yeah. He's got to go from country to country.
Why go for another castle like Disney like thing? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
A spokesperson for the self-styled King of Pop said on Friday as guests began arriving in Berlin to celebrate Jackson's father's birthday.
What the fuck? Now you're doing it on purpose.
Thank you. Sharoma123. Drop him a line if you want. Thank you, Sharoma.
Don't do that. I'm telling you, they'll send it just to hear their names. Right.
Smokey and the Bandit didn't have a monkey in it.
I don't know Smokey and the Bandit.
Then the other one, I mean.
Then the other one?
I'm thinking the computers will get help from the monkeys to take over humans.
Oh, shit.
I think
you're never going to sleep again, I think.
I think robots will be disgusted by monkeys.
Robots will be disgusted by monkeys. Okay, yeah, because they'll see them as humans.
Right.
Right. There you go. And then it'll be like Alien versus Predator. And they'll leave us alone, and they'll fight each other. There, problem solved. Everyone can go to sleep now. Mm-hmm. Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A pair of love young lovers so annoyed their neighbors with a noisy sex session that police had to go and ask them to lower the volume, police said on Tuesday.
So
officers
what?
In the western city of Essen interrupted the couple shortly after midnight after neighbors listening to the sounds through an open window called to complain.
Listening to the sounds through an open window?
Yeah.
Do you find that to be interesting?
Yeah. They've been doing it for the last half hour, 32 minutes.
I used to have two roommates, right? And with one roommate, I shared a wall. And one roommate said to the other roommate, roommate number one was complaining to roommate number two because roommate number two had the lease. She was like, can you tell Hamda to just quiet down when she has visitors? And she was like, no, that's her prerogative.
Oh, that's it. The movie I'm thinking of is Any Which Way But Loose. That's right.
I don't know that one either. But it is nice to have the interaction, to have the corrections in a place other than Lipson, mm-hmm. and then they start arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
No more arguing. Argue with us.
What else is going on? What you got?
I came to that show with the great robbery story, and I feel like I did my part. I feel like they should come up with more things since it's a live show.
The House of Representatives voted by a wide margin Thursday night to renew expiring provisions of the USA Patriot Act, the collection of anti-terrorism measures passed after the September 11, 2001 attacks. The final vote was 257 of 171, blah, 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 blah.
Who the hell sent this? That's not funny.
The Senate is considering its own reauthorization of the Patriot Act, and the differences between the two versions will have to be hashed out in conference committee. So they're going to make a new Patriot Act and make it longer. Make it last longer.
That's what you got out of
that's
that.
A news story.
And make it longer.
I don't know why they why these news people have to take so long. I was done with that in two sentences. All right.
Anybody else writing in?
Nope.
All right.
All the ratings now is how to shut off your chat invitation beeps.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are we going to do it or are you just... It's just
I don't know.
We can't do it while we're on the air.
Here's what I'd like to have done.
Okay.
For you people with kids. Take one of our shows, any segment from one of our shows, and have your kids reenact it.
Oh my God, that would be crazy.
I think that'd be funny.
How old do they have to be? Under 12? Well, if they still have the child voice, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, and right now we're going to open up the IM lines to any questions you have. We were so hoping to have a telephone. Any questions? La la la.
British police demand access to encryption keys. In the wake of recent terrorist attacks...
Talking to the mic, please.
In the wake of recent terrorist attacks, police here in the UK have asked for sweeping new powers they claim will help them counter the threat. Among these is making it a criminal offense for people to refuse disclosing the encryption keys when the police want to access someone's files.
Wow. Anyone's files?
This is from the article, some article. The most controversial of the police proposals is the demand to be able to hold without charge a terrorist suspect for 3 months instead of 14 days. An ACPO, spokesman said the complexity and scale of counter-terrorist operations means the 14-day maximum is often insufficient. You know what? This thing about the Patriot Act and what I just read makes people go crazy.
What?
Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about your computer. What are you doing? That's so fucking great. You know?
Yeah, nobody it's an cares. Infringement,
they can,
don't
they
you
can
think?
Come in my computer and listen to old shows.
And listen to Warrant over and over
again. Without asking.
But we have other stuff on our computer. And what if, like, some people are joking around and they misunderstand something on their computer? Like, Bush is an asshole. I wish I could kill him.
You shouldn't say that.
Well, people are randomly saying that as a joke. I say I'm going to kill you when I'm mad. Whoops, I just put that out there. Oh. What? Oh.
We're out of here then. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, man. This is KeithandTheGirl.com. The poker game for those selected. Make sure you sign up now. It's going to be at 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Sign up before. That's it, right?
That's it.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
So I leave and I get my money and I spend a lot of the money on parts for a computer. And my brother Mark is a computer genius and he's going to build me this supercomputer. And isn't it great? No matter how many computers you had, even if this new computer is slower, when it's like a clean slate and everything's brand new, isn't that feeling just like awesome? Yeah. Like you're downloading music again for the first time, but it's music you never listen to normally. You're like, word up! I'll listen to that every fucking day. That's good. Right? You're reteaching Microsoft Word. That motherfucker doesn't take hyphen. Not in 2005, Microsoft Word. That's like email. It's different now. Jerk off doesn't take a hyphen when it's a noun. Who programmed you, Microsoft Word? And I got a Palm Pilot, because I got all this stuff. I'm going to be all business, you know? Ever since this comedy competition, I have money now, and I'm going to be all business, and I'm going to really get into this stuff. The only time I've ever used the Palm for business was the first day I got it, and I wrote, you got to be at work in an hour. Don't forget. That's the only time. Now it's nothing but games, but my girlfriend tries to sneak stuff into my Palm, like, tell your girlfriend you love her. Take her out to dinner. I don't read those sections. You got to, like, find a way to stick it in a game, you know? Like, congratulations, you defeated the Bubble Bobble. Take your girlfriend out to dinner. You're like, that's a weird fucking prize. Okay, let's go out to dinner, I guess. But then it's not like, 6 months later, until your brand new computer, no matter how much money you spend on it, breaks. It's about 6 months. You didn't dabble nothing fucking weird. You didn't mess with cables. You didn't do anything. All of a sudden, shit's breaking on it. It's made up of ones and zeros. No shit's gonna break. Throw a two in there just to keep track of everything. Just to keep an eye on things. And it doesn't just fucking break. There's a few smart-ass fours in there. Because it doesn't break, it laughs at you. Oh, instead of installing the USB Palm driver, you should have installed the United System Maintenance driver. I'm like, okay, where do I get the System Maintenance driver from? Oh, it's too late now. Asshole. I believe all these fucking movies. The Matrix, Terminator. They're gonna fucking kill us. They're gonna find a way that Windex doesn't short-circuit them, and they're gonna kill us. But not the year, 3066. I think next Thursday. They're fucking coming for us. Yeah, they're gonna get us. But it's not gonna be like the movies. It's not gonna be clever and thought out and methodical. It's gonna be straight out ignorant killing. You're gonna be sitting there and the iPod cord's just gonna wrap around your neck. There's computers for you. It's gonna wrap around your neck. The shit's gonna plug into your ears and it's gonna play an ironic song right before you die. You know, something like, I don't know, I can't think of nothing now, but a computer will. You can fucking count on that. And it was not going to die from fucking computers. Old people. You know those people that never got into fax machines. They still don't understand copiers. You know, what's an iPad? What's this? I don't get it. It's an iPod. You download any song for free. Pay if you want to, but nobody does. Any song ever made in the history of the world. Any song. Songs made before, songs made today, songs being made right now, probably a song not released until next week. And you stick it in a little jukebox. that you could put in your hand. Tens of thousands of songs in the palm of your hand is probably the greatest thing ever fucking made. I swear to God, it's excellent. I bet it doesn't play songs from the 50s. You're right, it won't play shit, but it plays 70s and up, and there's a lot to choose from if you think about it. I'm waiting for, like, VH1's I Love the OOs, and there's that jerk-off house Sparks. He's in a cave escaping with nuclear fallout. And that thing with computers, they killed us. Of course they would. They're computers. It's in the name. My TV is paused to a story about a computer that's made up entirely out of human DNA, and it can figure out math problems. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I bet you these computers do. Sweet dreams. We are all gonna fucking die.